This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio. Over to the Italian Serie A now. Some big games this weekend, and arguably the biggest game of the weekend across any competition coming in the final match before the international break in Serie A. It's Milan up against Inter, Damon, the Derby della Madonnina. What a match this will be. I'd go as far as saying probably the most important Milan derby I can recall for many, many years now. And Inter's elimination at the hands of Frankfurt this morning, just adding more fuel to that fire there. Milan have recently leapfrogged Inter into third. Many saying Milan can even finish as high as second. But Inter really now sucked back into this battle for the top four, with the likes of Roma, Torino, Atalanta and Lazio breathing down their necks. Both teams desperately need a win here. Milan, in the best form in the Italian top flight, have been as strong defensively as any side in Italy in 2019. But for Inter, it just feels like it's going in the other direction. Anything can happen in a Milan derby. A big match this weekend. Who wins?
It is a massive game for the two sides for two very different reasons, I think. You have the side in red and black who have come from almost nowhere to jump into third. And you've had Inter in the blue and black, who we thought would finish in the top three. That seems unlikely at this point. So very different 2019s for the two Milan clubs. Based on form, you'd say Milan win quite comfortably. But like we know in derbies, form doesn't always matter too much. It will be interesting to see if Icardi plays in this one. Unlikely. There are reports that he won't feature for Inter again in the season.
Maybe ever.
Maybe ever. Probably ever. So Milan on form, you'd think, would get the win. Piontek, man on fire. He is playing at a level almost probably up there as one of the best strikers in Europe at the moment. Milan would want to bounce back from their derby defeat earlier in the season in the reverse fixture where they were very poor. Slightly different look Milan side. Obviously, Higuain played in that game. Now they have Piontek. Now they have Paqueta. I think Milan will get the win in this derby.
No Milan win in a derby since early 2016. So this is big. This is very big. That was a 3-0 win back in February of 2016 when Alex Bakker and Young got the goals there. So very different look Milan side from earlier this season, let alone back then. But they'll be very hungry here, and they know that if they can win this game, Milan, well, if they can, that is top four football all but secured, because a win here for the Rossoneri will take them 4 points clear of their rivals and unbeaten in so long. Again, their only defeat in 2019 coming in Saudi Arabia, 1-0 to Juve in the Super Cup. No defeat in the league since a 1-0 at home to Fiorentina in late December. I can't see anything but a Milan result here. The form as such have been too good. Inter, heartbreak going out to Eintracht Frankfurt. The goal-scoring options aren't there. Of course, Lautaro Martinez will return for this match. Icardi will not feature. They're very thin. They've got issues. But I think Milan just a lot more stable at the moment, playing a better brand of football. And with five straight league wins and some of the best form in even European football at the moment, they've just got themselves to the position they need to be under Gattuso. And it's funny how quickly things have they've turned around, because keep in mind, not so long ago, Spalletti and Inter were flying. Gattuso was on the way out. And all of a sudden, you said it earlier on in the program, but failure to make the top four for Inter this season, elimination again from European football, maybe no Champions League football next season. Spalletti surely will not be the coach in the 2019-20 campaign. And with Jose Mourinho still lingering around, we could see another change in the top job at Inter. Not the case for Milan, though, and it's funny how those contrasting scenarios have unfolded in 2019 for Gattuso and Spalletti.
I said just over a month ago when Milan played Atalanta, that was their first or their biggest game in a long time, just given the positions on the table and where Milan have come from this season. I think this game tops that, and I think if Milan get the win in this derby, they're going to the Champions League for the first time in 5 years.
It would be incredible. They would certainly be a pot four team, as Inter were, if they were to return to the Champions League after that long absence. But I think a number of football fans would love to see the Rossoneri return to a competition they've won on seven occasions. Milan-Inter, the final match of the weekend in Italy, 6:30 a.m. Monday morning. That's Australian Eastern Time, live on beIN Sports. Your score prediction for this match?
3-0 Milan.
Wow, so predicting a big, big win. I think it'll be a routine. I think 2-0 to Milan, and yeah, I think that man Piontek is a good bet to score once again as Milan look to solidify themselves as a top four finisher this season. Of course, that will take them to the Champions League. 11 rounds remain. So it's still, look, they still have some work to do, but certainly have come a long way this calendar year. As for the two teams ahead of them, Juventus are away to Genoa, Napoli at home to Udinese. Again, both these two teams, 1-2 in Italy, and the only two teams remaining in European football. Much to play for here. Juve away to Genoa, their last match before the break. I think if this wasn't the last match before the international break, we'd see Allegri treat this match with caution. I don't think that there'd be a near full strength side. I think he'd change things around. But I think the fact that they do have a fortnight off, sure, his players will be away on international duty. But I think this Juventus side will be slightly rotated, but still strong enough to go there and clinically get the 3 points.
Yeah, they should put in a performance where they will get the 3 points. The interesting thing in this game is Genoa are one of very few teams who have taken points off Juventus this season.
That's right.
And that was at Allianz Stadium in Turin. I don't think that will be the case here. Genoa have been very poor since then, and I think Juventus should get the win quite comfortably.
Yeah, of course. They do have a couple of injury concerns, Juve, though. We know that. It was a different look. There were a couple of different look players, particularly on the bench at the midweek in the Champions League, but a couple of those key players still out, Dicilio, Kedira, Cuadrado, Douglas Costa. So some first-team players are still missing, but you would imagine that Juventus can get the points away to Genoa. They've had great success over Genoa, as they have most teams. But yes, Genoa did take a point. Actually, they ended their winning streak. They were the first team to take a point off Juve this season. 1-1 at the Allianz Stadium, as it goes by these days. As for Napoli, at home to Udinese, they've dominated Udinese head-to-head in recent seasons. But their league form has been average. And in fact, after their defeat to Salzburg this morning, just one win in their last four in all competitions. So again, there isn't much to play for in the league. We know that when they've been called upon to perform well, they've performed very well. But with six straight wins against Udinese in recent seasons, I'm just anticipating a pretty straightforward win here at the San Paolo.
You would think so. Udinese disappointing for the second year in a row. Napoli, if they want to finish second, I think they'll have to keep winning, because Milan are just in such form that they do have the potential to catch them on the table, but Napoli should be straightforward here. Milik, he's in such good form at the moment. Probably expect him to get on the score sheet here in this one as well.
You mentioned that Genoa were a team, one of three teams to take some points off, of course, Juventus earlier in the season. Another one of those meetings in another match for a top four aspirant in Roma. Now, Roma take on Spal. They go away from home. Spal, of course, went to the Olimpico in arguably the darkest period for Roma under Di Francesco this season. This was in late October, and took a 2-0 win at the Olimpico. Now, that was a low point, without question. Spal was a historic win for Spal, but a low point for the Giallorossi. Ranieri's second match in charge, another very winnable game, an important game, because after the break, Roma have some decisive fixtures against other top four aspirants as well. But this, an absolute must win. And I'm sure that 2-0 loss in the reverse fixture earlier in the season will still be lingering in the minds of some of these Roma players.
You would think it's a straightforward win for Roma. Spal have been very poor this season following that surprise win at the Olimpico. But under Ranieri, I think they will have a little bit to prove. Ranieri came out and said that he has 11 games or 12 games, whatever it was, to make a mark, and basically said to finish in the top four. So you'd think they'd get the win here quite comfortably. Disappointingly bowed out in the UEFA Champions League, but I think the domestic form will begin to pick up after that.
They'll obviously be licking their lips that Inter are on the way down, and we'll be hopeful that Inter can lose to Milan this weekend, because if they do, Roma will go ahead of Inter and into fourth with a win. Keep in mind that since that 2-0 win for Spal at the Olimpico in Rome, Spal have won one of their last 19 games, and that came in a 3-2 win at the Ennio Tardini against Parma, when they trailed 2-0 early on in the second half, and scored three goals in the final 20 minutes to win 3-2. So one emphatic come from behind win, but with exception to that, Roma simply must defeat Spal this weekend given their poor recent form. The other matches this weekend in Italy, Cagliari-Fiorentina to open proceedings. That one tomorrow morning, 6:30 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Sassuolo up against Sampdoria will be a good watch. Torino-Bologna, can Torino's incredible form continue? I'm going to pencil it in. Yes, it will. Atalanta-Chievo should be a good game as well. Atalanta still in the Champions League running as well. Empoli-Frosinone, this one very important. 17th v 19th. Both sides have struggled for wins this season. Just 8 between them in their 54 combined fixtures. Big match if they'd like to survive the drop. Lazio-Parma will be very important as well as we wrap up this Serie A talk. Lazio have just dropped off ever so slightly, knocked out from the Europa League, of course, by Sevilla in the round of 32. One win in their last three league games, that one in a 3-0 against Roma. And as a result, now they're 8 points behind fourth place Inter. So a must-win match for Lazio against Parma, but a Parma side who did pick up a first win in some time last weekend against Genoa, so won't be straightforward, but certainly a big weekend of action to come in Italy, the Milan derby. Without a shadow of a doubt, the biggest match in European football this weekend, and we are both predicting a comfortable Milan win, which again could see them all but confirm a place in the top four for next season's UEFA Champions League, a return to that competition that they've made their own historically. And it'd be very exciting for fans of Milan to get themselves back amongst the very best.